When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Same ground, different sound. You're on Homo Ground. This is Scantron with episode 78.
Yeah. Reverb and microphone, the fill of nickel strings, the crowd swaying like an audience of hurricanes. I need a living dream, I need to lose some sleep, I need the struggle, resistance, and the karmic relief. I need to stoke my wit with a dose of cynicism. I need composure cause I'm qualified to ride the rhythm. And I need a vision that prolongs as long as there is water connecting the seven land masses. It's what I need, it's what I want, it's why I'm here. It's what I love, it's remarkable, really the lining in my gut. The lightning leaves me all inspired, you all struck me, yeah. You all struck, the lightning, the gut lightning. Now watch me light it up, it's remarkable, it's incredible, so let it go. If a moment ago you were close to comatose, check your speakers for a flash of genius, please. There's no static needed or forecasted, this current surge. Nervous system, so current is the perfect occurrence. Listen, it's my specific intention to give you music from my gut. The light that leaves me all inspired, you all struck. So won't you wiggle with it? And if you like it when I flown it, won't you come and get it? Yeah, gonna make you wiggle with it. And if you like it when I flown it, won't you hurry, get it? Come on, come on. At first the feeling's fetal, feel like I'm feeling for fetus. Elusive like I'm dreaming, no rhyme or reason needed. Infuses with my breathing, heartbeats at lightning speeds. Religious like a Baptist preacher, it's easy to agree with. Cathedrals of believers, coming clearer like a credence. And if you need this, meet us at the precipice of beastly beats. And releasing legions of lyrics across limitless regions. Best believe each night we be right with gut lightning. Yeah, it's what I want. Right with gut lightning. Yeah, it's what I need. Now watch me light it up. It's remarkable, it's incredible, so let it go. If a moment ago you were close to comatose, check your speakers for a flash of genius. Please, there's no static needed or forecast. This current surges through nervous system, so current is the perfect occurrence. Yeah. Listen, it's my specific intention to give you music from my gut. The life that leaves me all inspired, you are. It's remarkable, it's incredible, so let it go.
That was Gut Lightning by Sherlette Ammons, kicking things off, or should I say getting things off. Sherlett Ammons is a Durham, North Carolina-based poet-musician whose most recent works include And Lovers Like, a collaborative album with Chapel Hill-based rock band The Dynamite Brothers. The album includes guest appearances from Justin Robinson, formerly of the Carolina Chocolate Drops, Kelly Crisp of the Rosebuds, among others. Her latest album, Twilight for Gladys Bentley, debuted in August. Gladys Bentley was a Bull Dyke performer during the Harlem Renaissance. During McCarthyism, she changed her act and started dressing like a woman and got into religion. So the record is kind of a reimagining of Gladys Bentley present day. Last month, Sherlett opened for The Roots at Hopscotch Fest in Raleigh, North Carolina. And you can catch her tonight if you live in Asheville, North Carolina with Goddess and She, or you can catch her in Charlotte on October 16th. She will be hitting up cities along the East Coast later this month, continuing into November. You can find links to her websites at homoground.com/episode78. Coming up, I've got the songs Sexy Cerebellum, Eating Out, and Get Dressed.
It's like a jungle sometimes. Yeah. Her eyes are open, senses taken in all flavors. Tasteless gazers get glazed at her favor. She leaves nooses, toothless gum and ums and numbers wrote. Duly noted, never quoted. She gotta know she potent, indolent as a lotus, no matter the locust. She gets crowned a prime focus, overflowing with emotion. Even lesbos reproach homophobic. Desire, die, duke, diced, and choked. Lightly bougie, fly, stoned on Zeppelin, rambling. Real convincing with convicts and conviction. Marginless, womanless, interrogating capitalism. Her skin's a synonym for cinnamon, so keep the course simple.
It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how your body winds.
Yeah.
It's like a jungle sometimes, makes me wonder how my sexy cerebellum loves me like a juicy watermelon.
Yeah, I should mention there was a song written called Your Eyes Open. Senses traded the cussing for kissing. Your body's a composition. Intelligentsia menace beyond the black fist. Squeezably lovable, fuckable feminist.
Did I mention there was a song written called Your Eyes Open? Senses traded the cussing for kissing. Your body's a composition. Intelligentsia menace beyond the black fist. Squeezably lovable, fuckable feminist.
Yeah, her mind is like an easel, paints blended and mixed, inventing new flavors, landscaping like politics, practiced on paper, made active through activism, since resistance is critical, she's persistent, committed from the apple to a rock to Argentina, people's diva, never sleeping, cause she's still shadow in this bitter battle, narrowing the distance between the haves and pennies, snatches of schizophrenic business, so I love her silly and serious. Now, fast forward to reminisce on the poetry. If I ain't in your vicinity, then what was me? There was a song written called Your Eyes Open. Senses traded to cussing for kissing. Your body's a composition. Intelligentsia menace beyond the black fist. Squeezably lovable, fuckable feminist.
And did I mention?
Yeah.
There was a song written called Your Eyes Open. Senses straight at the cussing for kissing. Your body's a composition. Intelligentsia menace beyond the black fist. Squeezably lovable, fuckable feminist.
Like that, y'all. Sometimes just like that, y'all.
Sleeping a robe of dandelion. The world is not your oyster, so motherfucker, just stop your crying. lying to yourself. You ain't made of shells and conks. That picket fence is of sticks, and your wife loves rubber cock. So she's working many jobs. Some blow like the metaphor. Find some shit to occupy. You just won a 99. Got your game on the couch. Bag of Lays in your mouth. Your appetite is leftovers. Your girl is eating now.
Your girl is eating now. Your girl
is eating now.
Your girl
is eating now.
She's eating now.
You should know that your girl is eating now.
Hey, hey, she's eating now.
She's eating now. She's eating now. She's eating now.
Hey, hey, she's eating now.
She's eating now. She's eating now. She's eating now.
She's eating now.
She's eating now. She's eating now. She's eating now.
She was so motivated, playfully she set the table. Claimed she wanted just a taste, but made herself a gracious playful. She said she'd call me later, I said no, call you sooner. Such a selfish foodie, groupie, didn't insist she share the menu. Appetizers didn't do it, her taste buds were uber fluent. She finished every chew, then turned up the bowl and licked the juices. Oh man, that's your girl.
You should know that your girl
is eating now.
Your girl
is eating now.
Your girl
is eating now.
You should know
that your girl
is eating now.
Your girl
is eating now.
Your girl
is eating now.
She's eating now.
She's eating now.
She's eating now.
She's eating now.
You should know that your girl.
She's eating now.
She's eating now.
She's eating now.
She's eating now,
she's
eating now, she's eating
girl.
Now.
You should know that your girl is eating now.
Here's your hat, baby. Yeah, get handsome how we like. Learn them all, them young dykes. Aiming to up they Bentley from average to envy. Cause tonight, daddy, you ain't just in it. You are the life. And when you exit, I'll be waiting restless. Stage right, stage right.
Come on, yeah, come on, come on, Gladys. Today I'm wearing armor in honor of my father. Tomorrow overalls for my aunts, my mama. Tonight I'm wearing tighties for my wifey cause she like me. In my man panties and my white tee. So when I'm stage centering, it's really not about me. Gaze upon the crowd, the many smiles say they like me. Is it a God complex? Yes, slightly. And am I superficial? Well, I might be, but doubt it. Enjoy Dash or Wrangler, skinny denim is dangerous. Unzip. So when the world tries to strip us naked, and it will, we got a legion of fashionistas dressed to kill. We look great chilling, but damn if we content. We dance pants, pockets of filth, pump the fist, and fidget and grind, new styles to invent. Jeans sullied and ripped, intent to put a spin on the denim, middle finger to the system adorned in crushed linen. Yet we can't get crushed, cause Gladys Bentley living costs too much. So get dressed up. So get dressed up. So get dressed up,
Bentley Steve.
Gladys,
fresh.
Bentley. So get dressed up. Yeah, I rhyme so muscular, making MCs have to toughen up, leaving them two choices. So what's up? Either step it back or step it up. Woman is yet testicular, you particularly insular. I'm on point like peninsulas. Your rhymes just make no difference. I'm licorice, no absinthe. So amorous yet venomous, a bona fide intoxicant, leaving audience stripped and pantless. Audacious, agile, scandalous. Prohibition couldn't prohibit this. So much swag, cash just acquiesce. I'm holy with deliverance. No need to convert or convince. My rhymes speak volume, silencing young MCs playing with grown women. You think you thought should think again. You think you thought should think again. You think you thought should think again. Yeah. So get dressed up. So get dressed up. so get dressed up. So get dressed up. So get dressed up.
Our latest mixtape was created by our mixtapeologist, Jackie Sully, whose birthday was this past Monday. Happy birthday! Jackie's mix includes bands like Dressy Bessie, Wild Flag, The Coat Hangers, and more. Visit homoground.com/mix61 to listen. Coming up is Heidi Barton Stink, a transgender community organizer, activist, and hip-hop artist based in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Heidi is developing a career around the idea that there can be both beauty and power in breaking molds, blazing trails, and not being afraid to stand out. Whether rapping about queer liberation, music industry politics, or the importance of love, her work is explicitly political, deeply personal, often hilarious, and always sincere. Heidi strays far from traditional hip-hop fare in her first full-length release, A Charming Gut. While the rich vinyl-based production provided by Seymour Perspective has a boom-bap-era flavor and traditionalist forward momentum, the content of Heidi's poignant and masterfully dense lyrics pushes further, both creatively and emotionally, than most MCs are willing to go. Addressing topics as diverse as the construction of gender, chosen family, colonialism, rape culture, revolution, mental health, suicide, and the power of hope, A Charming Gut might sit a little heavy, but it also celebrates the bittersweet, reminds us of the transformative power of art, and straight up knocks in your sound system. To find more information about Heidi Barton Stink, you can check out links at homoground.com/episode78, and coming up are the songs Consent Song, Direct Action, and Words of Hope.
Upon the same person who survived the abuse. Yeah, we trust in survivors, even if they do sex work. Special situations don't allow for extra pressure. Coercion makes any yes irrelevant. You can't do it right, then you're best remain celibate. For the hell of it, I'm gonna give you advice. A good consent, a testament, a why to think twice. If you can't say no, then a yes means nothing. Sexual encounters or just plain touch, and you have to ask. If your partner says something that's anything but yes, with enthusiasm bubbling, it back off in a way that's not intense. No pressure situations, only way to get consent. And always go slow, set prior agreement with the use of safe words. It's a way to stay decent.
I said
stop, stop, no, no, and
I said
no one time.
Changes. One yes doesn't mean you take it to different stages. STI contagious. Latex is the safest way to play this. With open, honest conversations. Basis in the fact that no one is entitled to another person's body. Or you just made a rival with me. Accountability is more than just a vital form of justice. It's a trusted means for survival. Yeah, there's a threat, so respect it. Blocked off the exit. Survivors requested that you live in fear of this. Don't let appearances deceive you. A little street justice ain't real. To see through.
Nah, you can't punish this away. It's rape culture here, and it's deeply ingrained. We need a new standard, hold ourselves to the same as we would a perpetrator in the light of the day. In the light of the day.
Love and some food to eat. We need a life without the threat of violence at the hands of police. Won't suffer in silence. Something like 5 times a week. A trans person is murdered, you see. We've been viewed as less than human. Stop that, let's lower the stats.
Yeah.
Avoid assimilation, cost your corporate interests. Trans invisibility, imaginary figment. Big business, always gonna hassle us. Gritty so-and-sos wanna sell a culture back to us. Fat chance like me,
second handstands.
Well, I'm at it shouting out to get trance. Last dance on the floor is a metaphor for the calm before the storm, then we settle scores. What's more, we're supposed to remain anonymous. Trans women respect us as goddesses. Problem is, you can't trust the lobbyists not to renege and back out the promises. Progress is not made at an ally's expense. Not even for survival in the literal sense. Not even independence on the liberal fence.
Wave your hands around like you matter.
Healthcare and a place to sleep. We need love and some food to eat. We need a life without the threat of violence at the hands of police. Won't suffer in silence. Something like 5 times a week. A trans person is murder, you see. We've been viewed as less than human. Stop that, let's lower the stats.
Direct action, make focus of our passion. Bash back, that's how we act in our anthem. Culture of hatred, premeditated. Social construct just to rob us of our basic freedoms. We need them, not talking about marriage, cause it's sexist and classist. God damn it, in the city that I live in, nobody understands this. Civil disobedience, adversity and tactics. Pose no threat to the state, go rest. Civil unrest makes police stay spent. Be the bomb that you throw, burn up the Midwest. Born into flames, watch the whole thing catch. Find a city can hold your breath. We're not living, there's a disconnect between the powers in play and the needs of the rest. Want a glitter bomb set on the governor's desk. Healthcare and a place to sleep. We need love and some food to eat. We need a life without the threat of violence at the hands of police. Won't suffer in silence. Something like 5 times a week. A trans person is murdered, you see. We've been viewed as less than human. Stop that, let's lower the stats. I said, 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 stop that, let's lower the stats. Let's lower the stats.
Broke this thing for the few. Already knew, taking a cue from the grace. Hoping it drew lines, immaculate space. Formerly forbidden to us. Look at the way we do it when we do it. Hearing fluid movements. The clearest of the superhumans. Bad news, even a villain gets a pot to piss it over a bathroom. This is just a system. Reducing me to a loophole. Identified as a lady, but I prefer an agenda neutral. Uncanny, will you please unhand me? The tweets are random, it's supposedly where I'm landing. Outstanding, in my field.
Holy cow!
All the humanity when we really break it down. For the closest decibel testicles have nothing to do with bravery. Less to do with skills, so what have you done for me lately? Handshake. And a waste of my energy. Belittle the riddle of gender that's escaping your male supremacy.
And a lot of bloody hands are getting washed on the surface. Though I never touched the bottom of the Mississippi River, no, I thought about it often. Watched them sink like a belly full of rocks. It's the only thing that stands between her heart and her crotch. And I felt that way too. Alone in a crowded house, how about you? You ever suffocated at words like I do? You ever cold drawn a count a high noon? Boom. With that weight that city now, there's no liberal or loving. Touching you, I promise. To keep it honest, integrity intact as an activist and artist, but it's hard cause, like everybody wanna, learn to hope that I'm not telling lies. May not make it better, but make it out alive. You can say you weren't defeated, or at least that you had tried. And heaven fist first, lay it all on the line, right? And maybe I'm deluded, but the world inside my head is ready for some movement. Now I'm thinking we can do this, so I suture up your wounds and search for self-improvement. Adults will police too, I face this every day, and I'll vouch for it's true. But guess who's got a whole team with it? Lot of people staring like they just don't get it. Can't beat the world, be the best people in it. And that's the type of initiative that you just can't in it when the need be. Building bridges, talking over freely. Accessible to everyone, it's not that easy. So we're sick of explaining how all these oppressions are interrelated. Whether gay racism or queerphobic rhymes, or teen suicide, it's all intertwined. Yeah. So I don't really wanna Americana dream. It's part of my persona.
for yourself to feel better. But real involvement, that's for everybody.
Hearing information, passing on the information, not keeping it for yourself, but making it accessible to other people.
Up next is Young Kai, formerly known as K-Star, from Providence, Rhode Island. She is a talented female rapper who fell in love with hip-hop at a very young age. At the age of 14, she wrote her first verse and discovered rapping and writing as a way for her to release the stress of a not-so-perfect home environment. Using her life experiences as a driving force, she began to turn the negativity of having hustling brothers and poverty-stricken parents into lyrical masterpieces, which are found in her reputation-making mixtapes. Young Kai is an individual that embraces who she is without placing restrictions on her music. Young Kai pushes through the obstacles placed before her to shatter the glass ceiling, and she strives to be different yet creative, which flows through the lyrics she writes. Diversity is what Young Kai aims for with her style of music, and supporting, encouraging, and influencing others through her music are also her goals. For Young Kai, there are no limits. You can find more links to her websites at homoground.com/episode78, and I've got a few songs by her called Break Them Down, Popularity Contest, and Rhythm.
Young Kai, Young Kai, Young Kai. Courtney Bennett, Courtney Bennett, Courtney Bennett. I think we got another one.
know the energy's cold, but my heart's colder. And guess who made it that way? I think we all know her. But how could I stop now if I feel like I'm getting closer? Just like a fever. Like a holster, they say they got my back, but never off of the shoulder. They try to break me down, but I would never let them break me down. I know these haters try to hold me up like a holster. They say they got my back, but never off of the shoulder. They try to break me down, but I would never let them break me down.
Just me, but don't it seem like everybody and they mama wanna rap? Remember when it wasn't hard to find a rapper that could really lay a track? Now everywhere you turn, you see somebody trying to be known. Is it for the fame or the desire to grip your microphone? Whatever it is, they can't leave the limelight alone. That's why nowadays everything a popularity contest. Yeah, seems like the world's a popularity contest. Popularity contest. Yeah. Popularity contest. What happened to the times when everyone got together to spit rhymes? No mic. Now it's all about trying to get shine. And who's nice? Who's got the finest dimes? Who paid the highest price? How many groupies on them like lice? Life's a game and everybody wanna be like Mike. Everybody wanna be that hype. That's why nowadays it seems like everything's a popularity contest. Everything a popularity contest. Yeah. Seems like the world's a popularity contest. Popularity contest. Some do it for the money, some do it for the fame, some do it for the love of music and hope that one day you remember their name. No Lady Gaga, but I'ma ask you the same thing. For the love of the fame. Just like a chick that don't give head, these other rappers ain't using their brain. Missing out on what's important in this rap game. Busy competing in that popularity contest. Yeah. Seems like the world's a popularity contest. Yeah. Popularity contest. Popularity contest. Flashy lights, red carpet, front cover of a magazine. Everybody wants a taste of the good life. Spotlight, money, cars, and clothes. Everybody wants a taste of the good life. Yeah, yeah. Everybody wants a taste of the good life. They be like, anything to get out this hood life. They gotta have it and keep it forever like a good wife. Not realizing what they making hip-hop seem like. Sitting around waiting for record labels to give them the green light. I'm just saying hip-hop ain't what it used to be like. A popularity contest. A popularity contest. Cause now everything. Everything a popularity contest. Popularity contest. Everything a popularity contest. It's like it ain't even about lyrics no more, right? Oh, see that person know more people, right?
Yeah.
way she move her body. She moves just like a gypsy, but she more like a Jamaican hottie. The way her body curve make her play her zone and forget all about the party. Guess up on his Bacardi. After the club, we can meet at the hotel lobby. Just like your boy Drizzy, I always fall for your type. In the world on the streets, I'm a beast. But I promise I don't buy, I be the realest. And they can you can forget about the hype. Go ahead and whine for me, girl, while I'm feeling on your thighs. The way you move got me hypnotized. So baby, do it like you on the night.
Girl, I wanna see you go hard on the dance floor. I know it's in your heart, that's what you dance for. Loving your move, girl, I am a fan for. So baby, do it like you in a dance hall. Girl, dance for me like an audition. You fit the role, you are the one that I am picking. Rock to the beat, shorty, let your body listen. I know you can feel the rhythm.
Go ahead and rock the boat.
Again, that was music by Young Kai from Providence, Rhode Island. So there's this thing that happens every year called the Podcast Awards. And last year, if you remember, Homoground was voted one of the top 5 podcasts in the GLBT category. And that was really awesome because that means a lot of you listeners and people who support Homoground nominated us and voted for us so that we could get that nomination. So we don't really want to stress it that much because I think we got a late start on it this year. But if you want to head over to podcastawards.com and nominate Homoground again, that would be really awesome. I know we've grown a lot over the years, so maybe we can get in the top 3 spots. Who knows? Again, that's at podcastawards.com, and if you scroll down, you can see there's a category for GLBT, or if you want to put us in People's Choice, that's fine too. So yeah, thanks in advance, and we'll see what happens. Coming up next is Impulse, the brainchild of DJ-producer Reed McGowan. Refreshingly poetic in its approach, the subject matter is a provocative and cathartic epitaph of modern life. With this electronic crunk-punk slam on American pop, culture, and politics, Reed McGowan opens up the dance floor to a broader spectrum of sound, as heard in his debut release of American Idol and Fight the People with Love, which showcases his songwriting talents and hints to the many influences of dance music which have defined Reed's unique sound over the years. I've got the songs Fight the People, American Idol, and Puppets, and for more info, you can head over to homoground.com/episode78.
J, fast food, love of J, supersized obesity, PS3, Nintendo Wii, overloaded circuitry, sex and Xbox, let us say, TV based reality, fashionista leprosy, cash and bling and jewelry, living life in luxury, Katie and Tom Bollery, drastic surgery to match the plastic personality, celebrate an infant super duper bestiality, purchase popularity.
Someday, I'm gonna be a real boy.
I'm gonna hit the guitar. I'm gonna shoot the toys. We'll make the fire.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Homo Ground Podcast. You can check out all episodes of the podcast and our mixtape series at homoground.com. And you can also find links to our Facebook page, Twitter account, Instagram, YouTube, Tumblr, all of that stuff. It's go to homoground.com and check out the top right corner and you'll find all of those there. You can also subscribe on iTunes by going to homoground.com/iTunes. And, you know, spread the love. If you like this episode, post it on your Facebook wall, click the like button in the show notes at homoground.com/episode78 and leave a comment. Tell us what you like, what songs you like the most. If you've heard of these bands before, if you haven't, we want to know. We want to hear from you. We want to know I'm not just talking to myself every week. So, yeah, let's interact. Let's chat. I think that's all. I don't have anything else to say. Okay, see you next week.